Blog Talk Radio.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I left for me to be free? It's amazing with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good for all.
All right, good afternoon. Happy Sunday, everybody. It's DJ Gaffney. Listen to WBMG Radio Show. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I'm here in New York. Hot, sunny, beautiful, beautiful day. And I hope you're all having a good time. Today, our guest is a good friend of mine from Rockland County, pastor of a church in North Carolina. He's on today with First Lady, which we're happy about that. Big round of applause. First Lady joining. Anyway, it's WBMG Radio DJ Gas. We'll be back with the critically acclaimed online radio show. Our guest today is my good friend and pastor, Kenneth Nash, along with the First Lady, Felicia Nash. Reverend Nash, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing today?
All right, I'm doing good, man. And I understand the First Lady is there as well. So, Felicia, are you there as well? Or maybe not. I gotta get the number that she's calling in from, but she's going to be joining us a little bit later on. Okay, is she calling in a 336 area code?
201 number, area code.
Oh, 201. All right, hold on. Let's see what we got here. So, First Lady Felicia Nash, are you with us now?
Yes. How you doing, DJ Gassi?
All right. I'm good. Yeah, I thought I thought you were with us for a minute. Yes. All right, so everybody's here. Everybody's here. Reverend Kenneth Nash and his lovely First Lady Felicia Renee Nash is here. I'm doing great. Fantastic day. Went to church, had a great service. Big shout out to Pastor Richardson and everybody over at Grace Baptist Church in Mount Vernon. But as I was saying, man, this brother grew up in Rockland County. I know him. I know some of his family, as well as the First Lady, and just so happy to have you guys on the show. So, Reverend Nash, I spoke to you earlier about the interest, you know, about starting off the show, and asked you if you could say a few words of prayer to bless this show today.
Absolutely. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we just come to you, dear God, giving you praise, honor, and glory. For, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. And we just thank you, dear God, because you woke us up and started us on our day. Now, God, I pray that you would just continue to have your way in this interview. Bless this radio station, God, and continue, Father God, to use DJ Gatsby for your glory, Father God. Lord, we just going to continue in the midst of it all, giving you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you. We praise you. And it's all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you very much, my brother. As everybody knows, I've been promoting the show for a while. If you remember, I had a good friend of mine, Elvis Sorrell, on a few months ago. And after that, I wanted to reach out to some of these brothers who in the ministry that I know personally to come on this show specifically. I have another show on Wednesdays and Fridays, but the format's a little different. We wanted something a little more spiritual, a little more religious, where we have these young African-American pastors come on and share their stories. You know, we have a lot of brothers who've turned a little bit life over to Christ and came into ministry. It's very interesting stories. We're very proud of these young men. And Reverend Nash, you are definitely one of those guys. And again, man, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. And it's an honor and a blessing to be able to come on here and be able to share my stories. It's a blessing just to be on the DJ Gatsby show. Amen.
Yeah. I'll get some hand claps for that. Thank you. Yeah. Right, so the interview is really with you, but First Lady Felicia, we're going to have some questions for you as well, or you could chime in at any time if you have a comment or you want to add on to any of the answers that your husband has. Now, Reverend Nash, I wanted to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself, tell my listeners who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Okay, amen. Yes, my name is Pastor Kenneth Nash, and I have my beautiful wife online with me, Felicia Nash, and originally from Spring Valley, New York, lived most of my life. Now I'm actually living in North Carolina, where I pastor, I'm the pastor and founder of New Beginning House of Worship.
Okay. All right, so you're back. Now,
yes.
Quick question. How long have you been the pastor of New Beginning House of Worship in Walkertown, North Carolina? That is Walkertown, North Carolina, right?
Yes, that's Walkertown, North Carolina. A lot of people might not know Walkertown, but we're right next to Winston-Salem, Greensboro area. So, you know, all those, it's just like Spring Valley, Nyack, Harris Grove, all connecting right there together. Yes, I've been pastoring now at New Beginning House of Worship now for over 3 years now. 3 years. God has been good, and he has blessed us these 3 years. The ministry is growing, and I just thank God for where he's brought me from to where I am today and the things that God has accomplished in my life.
Well, congratulations on you know, being pastor for 3 years, man. I think I saw on Facebook or something you were celebrating an anniversary recently, I believe. Could be wrong. But anyway, congratulations on that. Now, we're going to get back to, you know, you being the pastor. We're going to talk about how you met your wife. But what I want to know is when did you, you know, dedicate your life to Christ and move on with your spiritual walk to become an ordained minister?
Well, you know, I got baptized at a young age. You know, my mother and father, they raised me in church. I got baptized when I was around 10 years old. And from there, my mother continued to bring me to church, Sunday school. I was even an usher. And, you know, at some point in my life, I took a detour.
Okay.
I thank God that my mother and father raised me the correct way, but in life we do have our own choice, just like God gives us a free will. And I decided to go my own route and got sucked up into the world and the things of the world. And it wasn't long after many years of running wild that all the walls came crumbling down, and it was at that point that I had hit rock bottom in my life. And when I hit rock bottom in my life, I knew that I needed a change. I knew that I didn't want to live the way I had been living, and I had gotten myself into some trouble. And my mother told me, she said, "Son, I know somebody that can help you." And I got my pen and my paper ready, you know, to get the phone number of a good lawyer to get myself out of this trouble. She said, "Son, the only person that can help you is Jesus Christ." And I didn't want to hear it at the time, but finally I said I had nowhere else to go or turn, and I turned to the Lord. And the day that I turned to the Lord, I dropped down on my knees and I cried out to God and I said, Lord, I need you in my life. And whatever you want to do with me, God, use me for your glory. And I haven't looked back since that day.
Okay.
And that, that was back in 2007, somewhere around 2006, 2007.
Okay. So, like you said, you had that moment where you came to Christ to save your life, turn your life around. When did you become an ordained minister? When did you go to seminary school or, you know, some other type of path that a young pastor go through?
Right. Well, after I surrendered, because I already had believed in the Lord, but I never surrendered to him. So after I actually surrendered to the Lord and got past my ordeal and my obstacles and trials in life, in 2012, I joined the church in Walkertown, North Carolina. And from there, I got licensed. And then from being licensed, I went ahead and went to school and got my degree in biblical studies, got an associate degree in biblical studies. And from there, I was ordained by the Rohan Association. And after being ordained, after accomplishing my associate degree and being licensed, I went on in 2016 to start New Beginning House of Worship.
Okay, we're going to get back to that. So, because it sounds like you started this church.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
All right, well, congratulations.
The Lord, yeah, thank you. The Lord placing on my heart that, you know, the start of ministry, I had been in prayer about it, and he gave me the green light. So, you know, I started off in a hotel, and then from there, the Lord just kept sending people, and we had so many supporters and so many people that just enjoy hearing the word of God. And being in the hotel for only 4 months, the Lord blessed us with a building. We went inside the building. The members are just so faithful, and it's just so blessed. We went into an empty shell, and every member in there put their hand on the wall, and we built that building from scratch.
Wow, that's a powerful story. Once again, everybody, this is DJ Gas. You listen to WBMG Radio with my host. And my guest is Pastor Kenneth Nash, along with First Lady Felicia Nash. First Lady Nash, I have a question for you now. First of all, welcome to the show again. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Thank you for the invite.
Now, so I've heard Pastor Nash's story about how he came to the ministry and started his church. I wanted to ask you, when did you guys meet and get married? I'm wondering, you know, when did you meet and get married?
Well, actually, we met over 3 years ago. We knew each other indirectly. Like, I knew his mother, but even though I lived in Rockland County, I never met him face-to-face. And one day, we were on Facebook, and I saw him on Facebook. I was like, wow, I remember hearing about some Nashes and hearing that he had gotten in trouble. And when I saw that he was preaching now, I was like, praise God. God is awesome. But at the same time, you know, he ended up friending me on Facebook, but he thought he knew me. But he didn't know me. He knew my sister because she used to order food from his restaurant all the time. And then we just see each other on Facebook. And then he inboxed me one day, because I wanted to come and see him preach when he was preaching in South Boston, Virginia. And long story short, one day we started chatting back and forth, and he could tell you the rest.
Okay. I'm going to get back to him about that. I just got married recently, so, you know, I love hearing these stories of how people meet and got married. All right, so now you meet him, and things move very quickly, I guess. Seems like it. Been only a few years ago, how has your life changed being First Lady? You know, You know, wow. You're married to me. Tell us a little bit about that experience and how, you know, how's your life changed? How was that?
It's actually changed tremendously because although he's the one that's called into ministry, if he's a part of me and we're one. So it makes me called as well once we got married. And the main thing is I find that I just have to stay prayed up, continue to pray for him and support whatever vision God gives him for the ministry and for the church.
Wow.
So
wow,
it definitely makes you. You have to.
I didn't mean to cut you off on that, but you can finish. Now, you said you guys are as one. He's called to the ministry. You're the first lady. You're both serving God in that capacity. And I didn't mean that
was
the last thing that you said.
And also, it compels you to keep your relationship strong in the Lord because it's all about him. It's not about us. So anything that I do, I always stay conscious of the fact that I want God to be able to say, well done, good and faithful servant. So it definitely has it's made my walk a lot stronger. You know, none of us has had a perfect life, but I've been in the Word most of my life, and I just praise God for him sending me a man of God that loves the Lord and lives what he actually preaches.
Wow, very powerful testimony as well. All right, everybody, still DJ Gas, WBMG Radio. We're here, Pastor Kenneth Knapp and First Lady Felicia. I got a few people on the line. I just want to see who it is. If they have a question, we're going to be right back to the interview in just a second. All right, so if you're calling in from the 336 area code, you have a question or comment for Pastor Nash or the First Lady. If you're calling from 336-707, you have a question or comments for the pastor? Maybe not. They're just going to listen. All right, I'm going to check a couple of more calls and see. Yeah, it says DJ Gassy, WBMG Radio Show. If you're calling in from area code 845, I think the phone number is 304. You have a question or comment for the pastor or the First Lady?
That's your number?
Yeah, you're on the air, my brother, 845-304. That's your number. All right. Obviously, they're just going to listen, too. You might have a lot of people to just listen. One more call we're going to take. All right, if you're calling from 252587, you have a question or comment for Pastor Nash or the First Lady? Wow, listen, I guess everybody's... Yes, hello. You calling from 252 area code?
What's the area code? Yes, it's 252.
Yeah, you have a question or comment for Pastor Kenneth Nash or the First Lady, Felicia?
Yes. I want to say congratulations to the pastor.
Okay.
And
what's your name?
Felicia.
What's your name?
My name is Marion Grant.
Okay, Ms. Grant. Okay, they can hear you. You said congratulations.
Congratulations to the pastor and to Felicia, my niece.
Okay.
Yes. And we really enjoyed the pastor. He's really a good speaker. He came up to New York, the First Baptist Church, and everybody really enjoyed the word. So congratulations and continued good luck and success.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for calling, young lady. Yeah, you know what? Now, Pastor Nash, I'm glad she mentioned Spring Valley, New York. I understand that you're going to be traveling to New York for an event. I think it's August or September. It's going to be featuring, is it Marvin Sapp?
Yes, it's Friday, September the 20th. It's E-Man Entertainment. It's going to be a gospel explosion, performing and starring Marvin Sapp. You're going to have so many other gospel singers there. You're going to have Beverly Cox. You're going to have Rashan, Mumu Rashan on the keyboards. We're going to have Pastor Sean Clay and myself coming to give an encouraging word. It's an honor and it's a blessing to be able to come back to Spring Valley, come back to the area that I caused so much havoc, and now I can come back and pour out some good into the community, into the neighborhood, you know, because I'm big on youth, and I just want to see our young people do well in life. So I'm coming to encourage our young people.
All right. Well, congratulations on that, man. Sounds like a tremendous event. Not many gospel concerts going there. I'm familiar with E-Man, as you know. I know him years ago when he was promoting hip-hop and R&B shows. And he was on the show recently, as I mentioned earlier.
Right.
And a powerful young brother turned his life around. You know, he's doing big things and putting God first in all that he does. So congratulations to E-Man and New Beginning Phase 1 Entertainment and the upcoming Marvin Sapp concert. Now, how did you get involved with that project, with the concert?
Well,
I mean, who called you? How did it go?
Well, E-Man, he called me. We connected right away. We knew each other from years ago. I knew him when he was doing he had all the big name rappers coming to Spring Valley. I mean, he was doing his thing with that production then, and I knew him back then, and he had turned his life over to the Lord. He heard and knew that I had turned my life over to the Lord, and we connected. And when I came up, I got invited up to First Baptist Church in Spring Valley with Reverend McWilliams, and I thank God for that opportunity to go back there and to be able to share God's word to the same people that I grew up with in the streets in Spring Valley. And Elvis came out there and supported me in First Baptist. He came out and supported me, so I thank God for that. And we connected and spoke on the phone that day, and he was telling me about the vision that the Lord had gave him, and he was going to have this gospel explosion, and he wanted to put me on the venue. I thank God for that brother right there, because he's about to do some big things in Spring Valley. He's about to bring the gospel. He's about to go out there, and he's about to speak to the youth out there, and I just want to be a part of anything that's going to inspire, encourage our young people, because young people are our future, and I'm so tired of our young people getting swallowed up in the streets. I've been there, done that, and the streets are not your friend. They need to know that you got a life outside of the streets, a life outside of the hood. You can be anything that you want to be in life. You just got to put your mind to it and separate yourself from people that are not going anywhere in life.
Wow, absolutely. Well, congratulations on that, man. I'm gonna stay in touch with you guys and find out as much as I can about that show. I love to attend, get a chance to come out and hear you share a word along with Brother Sean Clay, Elvis Sorrell, and the others that are going to be, you know, in the building that night. Now, I want to talk to you again about New Beginning House of Worship in Walker Town, North Carolina. Can you just, tell our listeners, you know, where it's located, you know, what are the hours of the service, and how they can, you know, contact you if they're in that area and want to visit you at your home church. So, you know, just give us some information about, you know, where it is and the hours that the services are held so people can, you know, visit if they're in, you know, in North Carolina.
Okay, yes, absolutely. We're located at 4756 Walkertown Plaza Drive in Walkertown, North Carolina, 27051. On Wednesday nights, what I do now is I cook dinner. I try to cook dinner and prepare dinner for the people, because sometimes when you get off of work, you're tired. By the time you get home and you cook, you really don't want to come back out. You want to relax and get yourself prepared for work tomorrow. So what I do is take some of the pressure off. I have dinner ready for them by 5:30. We eat from 5:30, 6:30, just fellowshipping, having a good time with each other. Then we go right into our prayer service at 6:30, and then 7 o'clock we start Bible study. That's every Wednesday starting at 5:30. Then on on Sunday mornings at 9:30. We have Sunday school where the Word of God is being shared, is being taught, and we have the children's Sunday school in the morning starting at 9:30, and then our worship service starts at 10:45. This is every single Sunday. If you're looking to come to New Beginning House of Worship, we have a van service, we have van ministry, so we have our minister, they will come and pick you up if you don't have a ride, and like I said, that's at 4756 Walkertown Plaza Drive. You can call me direct, my number is 336-340-1433. Anytime that I hear that phone, I tell the same thing to my to the members at New Beginning House of Worship. I'm the type of pastor, I'm hands-on. So anytime that my people at New Beginning, they need me, I don't care if it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, I answer that phone. If I hear it, I'm going to answer it, and I'm going to make sure that the people of God is okay, because that's what God has placed on my heart.
All right. We're gonna give that information again before the end of the show. First Lady Felicia, now you're still there, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay. I have a question for you. What are some of the ministries that you guys have there at the church? I'm sure as the First Lady, you have a lot of responsibilities in the church. What are some of the ministries, or what are some of the things that you do as the duties of First Lady at New Beginning House of Worship?
Well, one thing I do, I work with the choirs and the music ministry. I also help with the evangelism ministry. We're getting ready to start going back out into the streets and evangelize and pray with people and talk to people and give away items of clothing and find out what the need is. Because a lot of times you just want to do something, but you need to talk to people and find out what their personal needs are. And try to help direct them to resources, or either we may have the resource ourselves to help them with. And children's ministry is something also I'm big on. And I try not to tie myself up too much, because I'm pastor's personal clerk, secretary, everything you could think of. So if I get too caught up in too many areas, it pulls away from where he needs me. So, of course, he's my first ministry right there, and then everything else goes after that.
Wow, it sounds like you're very busy as a First Lady, that's good. And the ministries that you mentioned, very important in the community, people looking for the church to be helpful and to be there when they're in need. And a lot of the things that you just mentioned are the type of things that people would need. And it's glad to know that New Beginnings House of Worship in Walkertown, North Carolina, is a church like that. All right, First Lady Felicia, before we go, is there anything you want to say? Because you're going to wrap up in a few minutes. Anything you want to say to family, friends, church members, or a shout out at any time?
I just want to give a shout out to New Beginnings House of Worship. I just appreciate the loving people that God has placed there, the ones that came, even the ones that have left. We love them, and we just praise God that God is going to continue to send the people, and we just praise God for the opportunity to minister to God's people.
Okay. And Reverend Nash, the same thing for you. We're gonna finish up. This is, time runs so fast, my brother. I wish we had much time, but I'm going to ask you to come back on the show again in the future. But, any words of wisdom or any words of inspiration you want to give to the church members or the listeners out here before we end the show today?
Yes. The first thing I want to do is I want to big up my wife. I love my wife with all my heart, mind, and soul. Yes. She's my number one. She has my back no matter what, and I thank God for her, and I know God sent me to her. Second thing is I want to shout out to New Beginning House of Worship. The members there, they know me. They know I love them, and they know I go to bat for my members, for the Lord's sheep. And we're getting ready to branch off. So we're getting ready to have a website that we're going to be putting out there. We We got a building fund started. We're going to have a virtual membership where people can go on website and they can join and become members. A lot of time people can't get to church or they've been church hurt. So and we're going to have a donate button because we're trying to expand. I'm trying to get into a building where I can have a gymnasium, classrooms, a kitchen to be able to feed the poor. My vision has outgrown the church that we're at, and we're going to need the people's help because I plan on doing something bigger in Walkertown, North Carolina, for the people, for the children, for our youth. And I'm going to need the people's help.
Wow. Listen, Tana, you guys are doing a wonderful job there. I'm not in North Carolina much, but if I'm ever in that area on a Sunday, I would love to come to the beginning house of worship and hear you preach and you know, meet the First Lady. Again, I know you guys, it's probably been years, but I'm very proud of you. I think the community that you grew up in is very proud of you, as well as those that you've met, you know, on your journey. Once again, everybody, WBMG Radio Show, DJ Gasly, Pastor Kenneth Nash, and First Lady Felicia Renee Nash. Now, before we go one more time, Reverend Nash, just tell people how to contact you and where that church is located for those in that area of North Carolina.
Okay, once again, Spring Valley, New York, I love y'all. I appreciate you, Spring Valley, New York. North Carolina, we're located at 4756 Walkertown Plaza Drive in Walkertown, North Carolina, 27051. If you want to get in contact, the number is 336-340-1433. If you need a ride, if you need anything that we can help you and we got the ability to do it, we're going to help you. We're going to be there for the people. Come by and see us. Don't come see me. Come hear the word of God where lives are being changed.
Okay. Now, you're also on social media.
And
that's
guys, we appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. I'm doing, you know, what I feel I need to do. You know, as I said, the radio show is here as a platform, you know, and I always say that you can be either educated and or entertained. And I've been entertaining people for years, but I want to put myself in a position where I can help people be educated and having men of God and pastors come on to share a word to bring people closer to the Lord is something that's been put on me to do. So that's why I'm here with this show, and I think I told you that before. And it's working out for me. It's really giving me a new audience. It's giving me an opportunity to grow in my spiritual walk as well. So thank you. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Now, I had another question for you. Social media. A lot of people are on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram these days. I just wanted to give you a minute to let people know where they can follow you on the internet and social media.
Hey, man, if you look up my name, Kenneth Nash, you can find me on Facebook. I post a lot of encouragement. When I do post, I post things that are encouraging, that are going to lift up the people. We also have the church website, New Beginning House of Worship Facebook page. You can find posts, up-and-coming events, things that are going on through our Facebook. You can look up my wife, Felicia Nash. She posts a lot of things that we got going on. You can befriend me. Just reach out to us. Inbox. If you need prayer, inbox me. I got a lot of people that inbox. We praying. We believe in the power of prayer. And when I pray, I'm not playing because I want to see people delivered. I want to see people's lives turned around. So if you got problems, inbox me. You can reach me through Facebook.
Sure. Yeah, and you said, First Lady Felicia, you as well. You're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram as well. How can they follow you?
I'm under Felicia Renee Nash.
Okay.
And I am on Instagram, but I rarely use it. So I basically use the Facebook page.
All right. Once again, everybody, DJ Gatsby, my guest today, Pastor Nash and First Lady Felicia Nash. Listen, thank you guys so much for taking time out to be on the show. I really appreciate it. Promise me you'll come back on the show at another time so we can share another word and let the people of God know what you're doing and how God is working in your life.
Definitely. Thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's my pleasure. Love to have you back. And I'm going to look for you guys. Like you said, you're going to be in New York, the Marvin Sapp concert, and involved in that. So I'm looking forward to seeing you in New York at that concert as well.
September 20th. Be there. Get your tickets. It's going to be off the chain. We're going to have a holy gold good time.
It sounds like something I don't want to miss. All right, listen, thank you guys so much. Big shout out to everybody listening to WBMG Radio with DJ Gas. I appreciate your support. Remember, you can always check me out Wednesdays, Friday, and Sundays at 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook as Jeff Gatsby Wilson, Gatsby the Promoter, and also at WB Media Group. Pastor Nash and First Lady, thank you so much. You guys have a great day and a great evening.
You.
And again, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We love you, and we're going to be praying for you and your family. Be blessed.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You so much. Thank you so
okay.
much.
And congratulations on your new wedding.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
Appreciate it.